County manager Dina DiOrio says hackers from the Ukraine or Iran are likely behind this week's attack that shut down Mecklenburg County computer systems. County officials said this afternoon the county will not pay a $23,000 ransom in bitcoins demanded by the attackers. They say the county will restore its systems from backups. DiOrio says that will take days, not hours, before the systems are restored.
We know at this time that this recovery will take several days. We are open for business and we are slow, but the good news is that based on what we know today, there is no indication that any data has actually been lost or personal or health information has been compromised.
DiOrio says now the attack affected 48 of the county's 500 servers. The disruption has county employees scrambling to provide services with what one official called, quote, old school paper processes. WFAE's David Borax has been following developments and has this report.
Home builder Rod Spence with Bannister Homes says there's a lot of confusion at the county code enforcement office off Wilkinson Boulevard.
There's a lot of inspections that need to be done today. People are moving into houses. You got houses closing, and they have no way of figuring out where these houses are to go inspect them so that they can be finaled out.
He says some contractors are waiting for approval to pour foundations or complete electrical work.
We have no way other than texting or phone calls to the inspectors directly to see if they can come out and inspect them.
The computer shutdown has slowed some county functions, like intakes at the county jail. Others have halted altogether, such as online reservations for specialty transportation services and processing applications for marriage licenses. Right now, you can't look up or pay your property tax bill, and you can't apply for a job with the county. It all started with an email to a county employee that probably looked legitimate. The employee clicked on an attachment, which copied a malicious program called LockCrypt onto his or her computer, then onto a chain of county servers. It scrambled all the data on those servers, kind of like putting it under a lock and key. The hackers demanded the $23,000 in bitcoins as ransom in exchange for providing the digital key. DiOrio says the county is working with its outside cybersecurity contractor and has consulted with experts at places like the FBI and Bank of America. County IT Director Keith Gregg says the attack infected about 48 of the county's 500 servers, up from the original 30 estimated on Tuesday. He says they'll take time to bring back.
So at this point in time, our backups seem to have been highly effective, but we're not racing to make our problems worse. We're being very controlled and methodical in our approach.
So why the odd $23,000 ransom? Security expert Bill Chu at UNC Charlotte says hackers and attacks like this want victims to pay.
I think the attackers are probably like any business person. They understand the pain points. They price it in a way that low enough to feel like it's good for you to go through the trouble.
For many businesses, paying the ransom is the fastest and cheapest way out, says Mark Krebs, editor of the news site KrebsOnSecurity.com.
The more real-time the business is, the more it depends on real-time information, access to information, the more likely the organization is to pay, because it's the fastest way to return to business as usual.
For now, Mecklenburg County officials are asking people to be patient as they untangle the cyber mess. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.